101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution. Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Commonwealth Bank, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, Ministry of Finance, TF Express Delivery, Ron's Electric Motors, Burger King, Fidelity Bank, and Carey's Fabric and Uniform Center.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Juan McCartney. You're listening to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I do apologize. I was trying to listen to the Prime Minister speaking about the vaccinations and curfews. Let's see if we can just join him real quick. I won't lie to you. I'm very interested in what he has to say because I'm trying to figure out what the next step is with regard to the uptick in COVID cases. And we're also going to explore the COVID cases. So let's see if we can do this.
That I've seen just recently.
So he's discouraging people to gather on beaches.
Can cause our entire country and economy to go in a tailspin and backward from whence we came, especially at a time when we're now growing. And I would advise that for those that are in groupings, allow that group to be only household members, family members. Do not allow strangers or those who you don't know within that grouping. If we were to make the sacrifice in terms of the mitigation processes that the health professionals and the World Health Organization had introduced, if we were to follow those procedures and do our part, and each citizen be a soldier of the Bahamas doing their part and stopping individuals from gathering, if we were to make that sacrifice for an additional 2 weeks, then we can have a beautiful independence and a marvelous and splendid Christmas.
Are there concerns about receiving the remainder of the COVID-19 vaccines from the COVAX facility? And what's a contingency plan if they don't arrive on time as far as the second dose for those who take it?
As you know, before the vaccines came in, we were able to conquer the COVID disease by just following the mitigation protocols and following the laws and enforcing the laws. The vaccines are to rescue us, but we still have to follow those protocols. So we would still follow those protocols and we would still pursue obtaining more vaccines. And yes, there may be a delay, but I always give the perfect example. Imagine you're running the 100-meter race and you want to reach the finish line. COVID is in lane 4 and the vaccine is in lane 5. COVID want to reach the finish line and the vaccine want to reach the finish line. Whoever reaches the finish line first is victorious. And sanitization. Only you, your support, and enforcement of the laws and the orders can slow COVID down. So if the Bahamian people did their part in slowing COVID in lane 3, we will do our part in accelerating lane 4 and let the vaccine reach the finish line before COVID. So as I speak, I ask you all just to do your part. Another 2-3 weeks and we'll be okay.
It's not to gather in groups of more than 5 when...
I can hear you, sorry.
I'm sorry. What would you say to those who say that you're asking people not to gather in groups of more than 5 when over the past few weeks we've seen political parties out campaigning in groups that were clearly more than 5?
But you would have seen them still spacing out somewhat, and each and everyone, regardless of the political organization, each and everyone were wearing a mask.
Is the government considering requiring visitors to be vaccinated?
Pardon?
Is the government considering requiring visitors to be vaccinated? I know that Bahamas Air said that they were in discussions on that topic.
That matter has not been discussed yet, but at the health level, nor at cabinet. But once that is discussed and decisions are made, you would be the first to know. Thank you very much. Do enjoy the rest of the day. Royston, have an excellent Easter. Enjoy the beach.
Okay, so that was the Prime Minister who was at the airport at Lyndon Pindling International Airport to receive 33,600 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine through the COVAX facility. And the Prime Minister discouraging large social gatherings, as he should. Also seeming to justify the large gatherings campaigning. Strange. Okay. Now, he... he says in 2 or 3 weeks we'll be okay for independence. So I'm just going to roll with that. He also says that he doesn't see any further need for further restrictions if we follow the protocols and that they'll be guided by health officials. I'll tell you what health officials are seeing. I got a problem with the alarm coming from health officials without supporting specific data. But we're going to go through what they're saying. And I have a clearer picture now because I went through the numbers last night. And I do see why there's a level of concern for Abaco and Grand Bahama and some level of concern for New Providence. But I don't get all the talk of very disconcerting and third wave without giving me really detailed information about what contact tracing is doing. All right. It says, was he throwing shade at Royston? Maybe. He likes Royston and Travis and Jasper and Altavis. He has a fun time with the reporters. He don't like me, you know. It is what it is. But no problem. We ain't got to be friends. We'll each do our job to the best of our capabilities, and we'll leave it at that. Also, I trained Royston. So, Kendia Dames and I trained Royston. This says, Juan, cases went down because tourists weren't coming. New tourists and the uptick in tourists brought in a COVID variant. See, we still don't know if there's a variant. It's been months now. We've been asking, is there a variant? The variants, the UK variant is ravaging Jamaica as we speak. The tourists brought that in, as we understand it. The increase in hospitalizations is a dead giveaway. That's a new strain that people haven't been exposed to before. You see what countries do to stop waves of the virus. They close the border. They're going to kill plenty more people with their one-sided nonsense messaging. Now, I don't think you need to close the border. I don't think you need to tighten restrictions. I think what you need to, you need more enforcement. You need more public education. Because I see where they had lots of people at Cabbage Beach yesterday. That's where the police should have been. So you go and you enforce the current emergency order. And we should be okay. Grand Bahama, I don't think a lockdown there needs to happen either, but we need to have a clearer picture of what's going on. Because a lockdown is just this blunt instrument that's just going to shut everything down and stop anybody from moving, X, Y, Z. But a lockdown is ineffective if you have spread among essential workers, because they're not impacted by the lockdown. They're still spreading it to each other to take it home to their families. So you got to target what's really going on. And contact tracing is a very important part of this. And Dr. Nakia Forbes spoke yesterday. And, you know, Dr. Nakia Forbes has been working very hard, no doubt, along with other health professionals, but she just didn't give enough detailed information to convince me that they have a clear idea as to what's happening. And one of her statements was a real dead giveaway. So she's very, they're very concerned. There's very disconcerting data coming out. But she says there's no identifiable links among recent COVID positive cases. She says they haven't traveled. How does she know that? When we've seen that people have been using fake COVID tests to travel. Says there's no workplace clusters. That's not my understanding of this issue, that there are no workplace clusters, just bare information about current events would say that I don't know that that's the case. All right? We had NIB on Grand Bahama closed its offices within the last 3 weeks. Road Traffic Department on Grand Bahama closed its offices due to COVID over the last 3 weeks. Grand Bahama Power Company, they closed some of its offices due to COVID over the last 3 weeks. The Road Traffic Inspectorate also had closed during the last 3 weeks because of COVID. So I don't know, Dr. Nakia Forbes, that there's not workplace clusters. I don't know if I agree with you on that. All right. She said it appears as if there's wider spread beyond clusters. And so that's concerning to us. It could mean they're getting it from the community. And to me, that's just not good enough, Dr. Forbes. The Ministry of Health hasn't had a press conference on COVID-19 itself since February 18th. I tracked all this yesterday. All right. February 18th was the last time we had a public press conference about the status of COVID-19 in the country and where we're all going. All right. And that last update was when Dr. Dalregis was talking about the arrival of the vaccine. And then the vaccine came not too long after. So I don't know that you can say that, Dr. Forbes. I would need to hear more from Dr. Dalregis and the contact tracers to understand what is going on with Grand Bahama. Because I tracked this, and Grand Bahama's cases, and I'm not laying blame here, but Grand Bahama's cases didn't start going up until New Providence cases started going up in terms of hospitalizations. So we're going to go through this data, and let's see if we can see what health officials are seeing. Now, granted, we only have the information that they released to us, so we need to have better information, and we keep saying this, and they're now it's like you're resting on your laurels, because we've been talking this vaccine talk for a while now, and we're like, yeah, the vaccine come in and everything's gonna be fine, and the vaccine gets here and everyone's praising themselves, and but they're not continuing to drill this message about what we're seeing with COVID-19, so we can track this stuff pretty well, looking at the health data that we've received over the past month. So let's first establish where we've come from since the beginning of the year. That's when everybody began the clout chasing, yes, about how great they were and what they did, and that it's been masterful leadership, and we're the envy of the Caribbean, and other people are locking down, and we're still open, and yada, 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 right? We were talking all that talk, but at the same time, we've had some issues in terms of our own spread. Now, there's something certainly happening on Grand Bahama, and there's something certainly happening on Abaco. We need to understand what that is, yes? So if we look at the number of, well, let's just look at where we came from the beginning of the year before we do hospitalizations, all right? So if we're looking at a 28-day window, because 28 days is the point at which Dr. Forbes said, well, third wave, looks like it, we're on the cusp of a third wave. And you know what? I don't mind Dr. Forbes saying that. It reminds people that you do have to follow the health protocols, and you got to take this thing seriously, or else, you know, we're going to find ourselves in a screwed place again, back in Scroogeville, right? But let's look at the data surrounding what all is going on. All right, so from January 1 to January 28th, Abaco added 11 COVID cases. Grand Bahama, for that period, added 39 cases, and New Providence added 200 cases. Overall, the Bahamas, from January 1 to January 28th, added 275 cases. From February 1 to February 28th, which will be the entire month of February, but it's the same window as in January that we're examining, Abaco added 39 cases. So Abaco went from 11 cases in that January period to 39 cases in the February period. That's almost a 400% increase month over month. That's a red flag. Okay? Grand Bahama added 46 cases. So Grand Bahama actually only added a few more cases. It was at 39 in the January period. Then it went to 46 in the February period. New Providence went from 200 cases in the January period to 203 cases in the February period. The Bahamas went from adding 275 cases in the January period to 333 cases in the February period, and that should have shown that something was happening, right? Something's happening. But February 18th was the last time we had a press conference with the Ministry of Health. Let's look at March. March shows that Abaco added 50 cases, March 1 to March 28. Remember, Abaco was at 11 cases in the January period and then went to 50 cases. That's a nearly 500% increase. All right? That means something. Grand Bahama added 200 cases, according to the Ministry of Health, from March 1 to March 28. If you'd recall, Grand Bahama added 39 cases in January. So Grand Bahama now has also had a nearly more than 500% increase when you examine January compared to March. 500%. 39 cases in one period, 200 cases in another period. New Providence added 220 cases. So New Providence had a 10% increase over the other 2 months. Grand Bahama, 500%. Abaco, nearly 500%. All right, the nation added 527 cases overall, which is almost double the number that we saw in January. Now explain to me, what is the difference between January, February, and March on New Providence that would account for 10% more cases in terms of restrictions, in terms of things that were open, in terms of things we could do? Because we just last week, I believe it was, learned that we could have funerals indoors and weddings indoors. So I'm trying to figure out what the difference is. What is the difference on Grand Bahama? Because nothing's changed on Grand Bahama except they got 1 hour more curfew. That happened in February. Grand Bahama's kids have been in school since late last year, and we didn't see this uptick. Grand Bahama's had indoor dining since late last year, and we didn't see this uptick. So I'm interested as to what would be the difference in this. What is it that happened in March? Something had to have been triggered in March in order for cases to skyrocket by 500%. And if you look at it, just over the past 7 days, from March 21 to March 28th, Grand Bahama added 55 cases. New Providence added 89 cases. What is happening that caused this? What trigger was pulled in Grand Bahama or New Providence that caused this uptick? The holiday? Which holiday? The holiday coming? Well, the holiday ain't come yet. You're saying it's going to get worse after the holiday. So we're looking at a situation where something has happened. And we need all hands on deck. And we need to understand what the correlation is. Is there a correlation between Abaco, New Providence, and Grand Bahama? Was it that there was travel from New Providence to Grand Bahama, or travel from Grand Bahama to New Providence and back, that caused them to bring COVID-19 back to Grand Bahama? Was there travel to the United States that caused it to bring it back to Grand Bahama? Was there travel from Abaco to New Providence? I'm trying to figure out what the link, there has to be something that accounts for this other than y'all having a party on the beach. That's not good enough for me. Because I don't know that they're having beach parties on Grand Bahama. I don't know that they're having huge beach parties on Abaco. Is it the campaigning that triggered this? It may be. I know y'all want to give Minister Bligh. I know. When things go up, it's y'all stubborn, stupid. It's the Bahamians' fault. You dumb Bahamians. It's your fault, right? No one in the government. Your health minister tells me it's fine. Yes? To social distance and wear a mask and campaign. Our prime minister just said they're fine campaigning if they're wearing a mask and social distancing. So if we use that logic given by our health minister, and if we use the logic given by the prime minister, then wearing a mask and social distancing outdoors under any circumstance should be okay. Yes? If 70, 80 of y'all could gather and you claim you social distancing and campaign, both parties, then 70, 80 people should be able to be on the beach with a mask and social distance and no problem. So what is it that has happened that is because New Providence, I'm looking at it, I'm going, yeah, okay, that's a problem, all right? But I'm looking at Grand Bahama, I'm going, something has happened with Grand Bahama and Abaco. When you compare the periods, there's a definite shift in March. So I want to know what happened, all right? Now, let's go back to the beginning of February. The beginning of March. If we look at March, if we look at February 28th, okay, hospitalizations on New Providence were at 11. Hospitalizations on Grand Bahama were at 4. There are only 2 people in the ICU at Doctor's Hospital, and no one else was in ICU. All right? So 11 on Grand Bahama, 4 on Grand Bahama, 11 on New Providence. There were 180 deaths. Since then, we have had 8 more deaths. Does this mean that there's a COVID variant? We're told the COVID variant is more dangerous. We're told the COVID variant is more deadly. We have yet to determine that there is possibly a COVID variant. Luckily, the AstraZeneca vaccine has shown efficacy against sickness in the COVID variant. I'm seeing another study that talks about transmissibility and the effectiveness against it. There's not enough data for me to be conclusive about that, so the jury's still out on that. All right? Now, the hospitalizations to date are at 31. So we are almost double the number of hospitalizations that we were at the beginning of the month. In fact, we're actually 11, 14. We're more than double the number of hospitalizations that we were. So Grand Bahama went from 4 people in hospital to 16 people in hospital. Something must account for that. And how widespread is it on Grand Bahama? That Nakia Forbes didn't say. Grand Bahama is a very large and spread out place. Right? Is it all the way to the east? Is it in West End? Where is it? Is it Freeport proper? Where are we seeing this? So we got 16 hospitalizations on Grand Bahama. And we got 14 hospitalizations on New Providence. We got 15. 15 and 16. Okay, sorry. I thought for a second there I was tripping. So we got 15 hospitalizations, 7 at Doctors Hospital, 2 at South Beach Acute Care and Referral Center, 6 at Princess Margaret. There are 2 people in intensive care at Doctors Hospital, and zero people in intensive care in Grand Bahama. But Grand Bahama now actually has more hospitalizations than New Providence, which has at least four times the population. Something has happened. Now, are the people in hospital in Grand Bahama, are some of them from Abaco? Are some of them from Bimini? Because that's where they go sometimes. We need more data from the Ministry of Health. We need to understand better what's going on. Okay, this is someone from Grand Bahama. This says that curfew hour addition means nothing because almost all businesses are closed well before 11 p.m. This is someone who's on Grand Bahama. Okay, fair enough. So the curfew wouldn't have impacted it because the businesses aren't open until 11 p.m. You're saying they're closed anyway because the traffic's just not there. This says it has, and it isn't travel to the United States by Grand Bahama. Health officials have already said that. They did note travel from Nassau and Abaco, though. Now, tell me this, because I need to understand what Nakia Forbes means when she says they haven't traveled. What does that mean? Does it mean they haven't traveled outside of Grand Bahama, or does it mean they haven't traveled outside the country? Because I didn't get a clarification on that from the interview I heard yesterday. This says, so you're saying they don't mean no travel abroad. Now, okay, now I got a problem with that. So we gotta be clearer than that, all right? Because you want to know if you travel to New Providence because you need the PCR test to leave Grand Bahama or Abaco to come to New Providence, vice versa. And you need a PCR test if you travel from any other island and you come to Grand Bahama, New Providence, and you want to go back. It says East Grand Bahama residents have it and are thought to have gotten it from ferry passengers from Abaco. Okay. The ferry comes to McLeanstown. All right. Hell, you need to work for contact tracing. So East Grand Bahama residents, they believe, picked it up from passengers from Abaco. Where did the Abaco residents get it from? Tourists? Because I understand, while Abaco's mashed down, there are a lot of people coming in on boats. People are still going to Baker's Bay and different places. So we're going to need, the Prime Minister didn't indicate that there are going to be any further restrictions. He's walking a tightrope here. The economy is starting to show some signs of picking back up a little bit. And you want to be very careful that you're not going to damage that by just going, restriction, lockdown. I've heard they've talked about restrictions for Grand Bahama and Abaco and New Providence. Now, if you're a politician and you're doing the math, it's easier to go lock down Grand Bahama and not get stoned in the street, particularly when you go campaigning, than to come talking about you're going to do any restrictions on New Providence, try to explain that while you're walking around campaigning. Let's take a break. We got to take our break. We'll be back on the other side.
Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Junior combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a three-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're trying to figure out what's going on. So something has happened that has triggered a sharp uptick in Grand Bahama and Abaco. Now, we haven't gotten that sharp uptick here on New Providence yet. There's an uptick, but we're in the range where it's not like, oh God, what happened? So, but we are up. We need to figure out what happened on Grand Bahama and Abaco. I clearly have to figure this out by myself. Great show as usual, one. Then people to Grand Bahama travel and gone Miami again. You know, they just carry on like they ain't used going to Miami. That's what caused the spike in Rona across there. Them and the people at Abaco just don't bring their Rona to New Providence. I mean, you say that, but last I checked, you need a negative RT-PCR test to get a health visa to come back, right? So if that's the case, then why allow travel at all? This is one I heard yesterday. Your wife's birthday is on Friday. You said she'll be 36. When you go to the number house, remember you have to turn the 6 into a 9. And also play 3-5-6. I mean, I ain't going to play it, but you feel free. All right, so what was the trigger? What triggered this? That's what we need to know. All right. It says, investigating the trigger in Grand Bahama is what's supposed to happen, even when they find out. If it makes the emergency order policies look inept or unenforced, we will never be told. It says, good afternoon, Juan. Everybody knows that no one will usually be social distancing on the beach and definitely not wearing masks, especially if they're all in a group. Then tell your people in your brand new COVID-19 car to go to the beach and police it. If you could whip out in front of me on Shirley Street coming out of Harbor Bay, you could head right over that bridge and go to the beach. We got a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan McCartney. I totally agree with you once again with that COVID-19 car.
Yeah.
You know, you got beach wardens. You've got as a matter of fact, you have increased the cars. So take them to that beach. I just got something on my phone saying that there's a general lockdown for 5 days starting tomorrow evening. Is that true? Do you know?
No, that's not true.
Because you would know.
No, it's not true.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay,
have a great
thanks a lot.
Sir.
Yeah, Listen, y'all stop spreading stupidity, man. I don't have all day. I done been through this. We've been at this for a bloody year now, right? Just like the Ministry of Health got to adjust, y'all got to adjust, y'all. Brain, use your head, right? Stop sending out stupidity all day. Get a hobby. Kite building. Something of this nature. Find you a woman or something to do. Go help the coconut boys. Stop it. I don't have all day to dispel nonsense. I agree. Stop spreading it around. You're not helping anybody. The other day, I talk about the woman die. Come on. I got a field all day to tell you this woman ain't die. And then when I tell you, you're looking at me like I got to haul the corpse out in the autopsy to prove it to you. I agree, Juan. I want to know what happened. Was it more travel? Was it the increased number allowed for gatherings? Was it the recent political campaigning? We need answers. But as usual, the Bahamian will probably be chastised. Now, before you hop up, right, I ain't on no lockdown run. I don't hear all that. So you could kill that. I was just in Abaco, not blaming any nationality, but Mexican construction workers were streaming through the Marsh Harbor Airport on their way to Baker's Bay. Then we got on the ferry, and we were packed in like sardines. Most of the Mexicans had masks around their chin. Most of the Bahamian hotel workers had masks off and catching a quick bite to eat. COVID lives on those ferries, and as always, no enforcement. I'm hearing ferries, too. All right, I'm hearing ferries now. The bars on Grand Bahama are closing at 10:30 p.m., and they are crowded. All right. One, if I'm a croupier in a hotel, and I'm an affected tourist comes to my table, did I travel? Nope. Since I'm not advocating for a lockdown, I'm saying those countries locked down because they've correctly identified how the virus moves. It's coming with the tourists across the border. No tourists. The virus eventually peters out. Want to find out how many people in the tourism industry were infected. Find out how many of their family was. Find out if any of their relatives die. The variant reached. They don't want to say that, so they focus on behaving bad nonsense. Well, no tourists and all your money die out, too. Why are you picking on me because I don't have no woman? I don't know. If it's because you ain't got nothing better to occupy your time when you're spreading around stupidity, then that's on you. All right. We got a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, Vaughn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Minister, I mean, they can lock us down again. Mind you, fire, smoking, fire, and fire.
Buddy, I ain't with no lockdown now.
That ain't I ain't for that either. But yeah, so that thing with the beach, what you talking about, man, some families, big one. The COVID police, y'all come there and break up no beach party if the family have 20 or 30 people in it. All of them live together.
I ain't got a problem with that if all y'all live together. That's what Minnis said. Make sure it's from the same household. So if all y'all around each other, then I ain't got a problem with it.
You know, you got these stupid COVID police them coming out and active the power with the legislation thing and they're paying people to try right jump.
Yeah.
Because they stupid like that. You know how people are stupid like that.
But go to the beach and determine, use your discretion, right? You could tell if it's a family or if it's just a crew of people get together for fun and they liming, you know what I mean? And go enforce it.
But Vaughn, they give the man a ticket with no one in the bar. What do you think people on the beach?
Well, I don't see them on the beach. That's what I'm saying. I gone on the beach today and there.
That's what I'm trying to show you now. Imagine people on the beach. They see all the people. They can go crazy, go happy. Or we can write them up.
Well, something got to give. Either you can govern yourself or you will be governed. One of the two. We got to go. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
Tired of disposable plates that fall apart and leave the food in your lap? Neptune Compostables can solve your problem. Put your food in our heavy-duty clamshells.
At Neptune, we supply heavy-duty take-out plates, coffee cups, sauce cups, soup bowls, straws, and plastic-free take-out bags. We offer free delivery to offices, takeaways, restaurants, bars, and households.
And we ship to the family islands.
Order now via WhatsApp at 816-2442. That's 816-2442. Or shop online at NeptuneCompostables.com.
Neptune, where your sense makes sense.
Back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're trying to figure out what happened on Grand Bahama and Abaco. Now, you're going to have to miss me with y'all Bahamians don't listen. You're going to have to miss me with that after a year now. I'm dealing with sense today. Y'all want to party up? Yeah, some people are partying on the beach. That's right. But you also have some churches got 300 people in them. Some restaurants are packed. Something has happened on Grand Bahama and Abaco that we need to better understand. Something that has led to a 500% uptick in the addition of positive cases come from January compared to March. We need to know what. If you have information or theories that can help other than nonsense to just blame everybody being irresponsible, I don't want to hear that. Yes, there are people being irresponsible. There are a lot of people being responsible as well. I need real information. I'm not here to give comfort to your politician or your party or your opposition or none of that. I'm dealing with facts. So thank God you asked that question. Thank God that you asked questions because the other radio host in the morning just accepts whatever government tells him. And he questions nothing, but Minnis needs to open up the country. 40% of nurses say they don't want to be vaccinated and they're responsible for giving the vaccination. Let's move on. Okay, we got a couple more here. We got a phone call. Let's take the phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. Just wanted to add some insight to the issue with respect to what might be happening in Grand Bahama.
Please.
In reference to one of your texters who mentioned how much Grand Bahamians like to travel on the boat.
The Balearia.
That would be the case. But in terms of the statistics from the Ministry of Health, so far, since the end of January, there have been 76 recorded cases with a recent history of travel abroad, 65 of those in New Providence, only 2 in Grand Bahama. when Grand Bahama recently recorded 27 cases over a three-day period, the Ministry of Health specifically said that none of those cases were related to travel on the Beleria, which is the ferry that Grand Bahamians take from Grand Bahama to Fort Lauderdale. Mm. And none of the cases had anything to do with travel on airlines to the United States or elsewhere.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make that clear. And as they like to say, don't mix us up when it comes to Grand Bahama.
Right. Don't go yet. So we're ruling out travel to the United States, yes? Right? So that's not
what we're saying. Well, the Ministry of Health has ruled it out thus far. So that's not me saying that. That's the Ministry of Health saying that. And the statistics thus far, you know, the reports that they give every day on cases with a recent history of travel, only two of those from Grand Bahama out of the 76 thus far.
So most of the travel-related cases are in New Providence, and the ones that they recently reported, the uptick over 3 days, nothing to do with international travel. Do you believe, because I haven't heard it from the Ministry of Health, but anecdotally, what you are hearing, what you're seeing on the ground, is there any sort of connection that you believe could be established between Abaco and Grand Bahama, since the case rate has risen kind of at the same pace, or do you think that's just coincidental and not causal?
Well, I would rather defer to what the Ministry of Health has determined in terms of their contact tracing thus far. I can only go by their last report when we had recorded 27 cases over a three-day period, but that 27 was recorded on a single day, so it would have initially appeared to the casual observer as though there were 27 cases in one day, but that was actually only over 3 days.
Over 3 days.
But in that report, the ministry had said three of the cases were from recent travel to New Providence, and one was from Abaco.
Mm.
So, like I said, I wouldn't attempt to inject data that has not been
disclosed.
Presented by the ministry. I can only go by what the ministry has said thus far. But I did want to make that part clear.
So there isn't this
propaganda out there about Grand Bahama being the threat to the Bahamas and starting a third wave. We can kill that, at least in terms of international travel is concerned. I think what's important is for us to pay attention to the extent to which a failure of protocols for the inter-island travel might be contributing to new cases, not just in Grand Bahama, but elsewhere throughout the country as well.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that. So don't mix y'all up. I got you.
Don't mix us up, correct.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, so this is data that we have. See, that's what I deal with. Yes? Data. Right? So from what the Ministry of Health is saying, it's not Grand Bahamians traveling to the States. All right? So they're going to have to give us more information. This isn't enough for me to go on, right? Before you start all this throwing everybody else under the bus and this lockdown talk and the restriction talk and all this, you got to give me some data now. You got to not, oh, we see the COVID case. Now, like the rest of us, you've been at this for a year now. I would anticipate the level of sophistication in terms of your contact tracing, in terms of being able to pinpoint who's traveling where, in terms of you set up, and she made a great point, is it a lack of the enforcement of protocol in the domestic travel visa? Is it a lack of enforcement in travel between Abaco and Grand Bahama and New Providence and Grand Bahama? It's easier to get from Abaco to Grand Bahama than it is to get from, and vice versa, than it is to get from either of those islands to New Providence. Okay, yes, you can do it on a boat from Abaco to New Providence or Grand Bahama to New Providence, but it's real easy to get from Grand Bahama to New Providence by boat, particularly on the eastern end, right? So you normally would need a plane to get to New Providence, although I know you can get here by boat without that much difficulty, but it's just a much longer journey, all right? So good afternoon. So are people circumventing the need for the visa by going on private boats, et cetera, whatever? I don't know. But we're only injecting this into the conversation because you haven't specified what it is. Nakia Forbes says she don't know. She says there are no identifiable links. They haven't traveled. There's no workplace clusters, which I don't understand to be the case. It appears as if there's wider spread beyond clusters, and so that's concerning to us. It could mean they're getting it from the community. What does that mean? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Juan, I always said there are three issues we have. Mm-hmm. One, enforcement is one of the big issues, but not the biggest one.
Right.
The second one is how many testing are we doing per day
right.
to determine that we have a surge or not. And the third one is, kind of lost my train of thought.
That's fine. So testing, protocols.
Right, because persons who's checking boats when they come in from New Providence or from a different island?
That's a great question.
No one is doing it, right?
Are people traveling from New Providence by boat to Grand Bahama? Is that the case? What is it?
So there is a lack of enforcement, and I think your caller before us kind of pointed that out. And I don't think the government ever fixed that problem when I called like a couple of months ago, asking about who's checking the boats when they come in from Eleuthera or from Abaco or anything like that.
Right.
If I remember the third point, I'll call back, but I can't.
Okay, for sure. But no, that's a good question. And it's not to lay blame at the government. It's just that the government's the one imposing restrictions, and therefore the onus for the imposition of the restrictions and the tightening or loosening thereof should be backed by some sort of scientific data beyond just the case count is rising. All right? Again, we've been at this for a year. I just expect the level of sophistication to be a bit greater. That's what I'm saying. All right? It says, hi, Juan. Did you have your coffee? LOL, keep up the good work. Hey, I did have coffee today. This says, I believe they were never telling the truth about the COVID-19 count. We never got over the first wave. I knew people were positive on a Sunday. Some of that Sunday group were counted on Monday. Some of the same group were counted on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm going to disagree with you that we never got over the first wave. I think just hospital admissions alone would signal to you that the wave had, you know, subsided. Yes? Just hospital admissions alone and deaths. Now, if you're saying that they're not being factual about that, you'd have to show me some sort of proof that that's the case. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah. Well, I remember that. It's about herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can get someone on to maybe define that or give a better example of it.
Right.
Because I keep hearing government officials saying that we need 70% of the population vaccinated in order to get herd immunity.
I'd have vaccinated or have had or developed antibodies through having had COVID-19.
No. That's not what I've been hearing. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing 70% vaccinated.
Okay.
Now, listen to the report from the infection control officer, Dr. Nakia Ford.
Okay.
She didn't say, along with those persons who would have had the COVID before, she said we need 70% vaccinated. And I think I don't think that's correct.
Her thinking may be that people who have had COVID, they say, should still be vaccinated because they don't know how long the antibodies and the antigen immunity would last. So maybe that's where she is with that. But to me, you could count those people in. But, you know, I'm not the epidemiologist.
Right, but if that's the route she want to use, she could also say that they're not sure how long persons were vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. You don't know how long the vaccination is effective for. Because the trial is ongoing. Because keep in mind that this has been, the COVID-19 trial is still happening. The vaccination trial is still, it's a 3-year trial. But the need for it was so pressing that they go, we'll let you use it for emergency use only.
Exactly.
It's not like it's approved to just go sit on the shelf.
Right.
The trial is still ongoing.
This is just emergency use only.
Right.
So, you know what this whole situation reminds, this whole pandemic reminds me of? In 85, when we first heard about HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
People telling you, oh, you can't sit on toilets because you might catch AIDS from sitting on toilet bowls and on colon doorknobs, you'll catch AIDS from that. This is what I've been hearing when I was in primary school. I A teacher told us this in primary school.
So now, I do understand.
Eastern nations and fear-mongering stuff that I've been hearing about COVID, it sounds like the same fear-mongering I heard during the AIDS pandemic.
Okay.
Truly.
Well,
it sounds the same to me.
I hear you. However, medical science has advanced very rapidly since the HIV epidemic started.
I'm not discounting that.
And
I'm
therefore, a lot of the things we heard about COVID last January, 16 months ago, right, or so, 15 uh-huh. months ago, we've now whittled that down to a lot more sensible criteria for COVID-19
transmission. And here's the main point, though. There's still a lot of gray area as to where this vaccine is.
Yeah.
And what the COVID virus actually is occurring, or yeah. how it's occurring in the population.
I got you.
And I believe.
Yeah. And we know much more. And, you know, AIDS, you actually got to have sexual contact with this. You just got to be in the same space, really. This says, plus, the likelihood of you catching AIDS from having sexual intercourse with somebody with HIV/AIDS or HIV is way higher than the likelihood of you catching COVID from just being in the same room as somebody with COVID. Okay, this someone sent me Nakia Forbes from today's story. Her quote is, there are a lot of factors that will need to be met to get herd immunity. 70% of the population will have to be fully vaccinated or immune. Okay, see, there we go. So we settled that. All right. She said, or immune. So she is counting the 9,000 people who would have had COVID, 188 of whom had died. But the rest of them, they would be immune to COVID. We don't know for how long, but they would be counted in with the herd immunity. So we could do 9,000 there. They say over 7,000 have been vaccinated. What did the PM say today with the most current number? Can somebody find that for me? I know he sent out his speech. I didn't have time to peruse it. All right. But, and again, I don't know what that means. What does over 7,000 mean? Does that mean 25,000? Does that mean 7,001? Does that mean 7,842? Like, you can tell me how many people are in how many beds at each COVID-19 treatment facility on New Providence and Grand Bahama, and how many among those are in ICU, and how many are men, and how many are women, and how many tests you administered, and how many were repeat tests, and how many people tested positive, but you can't tell me the exact number of vaccines. I need better data if I'm going to sit. And you know what people tell me? They go, well, Juan, you're on the radio, and you got a national audience, which, you know, we got at least for sure in New Providence, well, Grand Bahama clearly too. But, and you got to be responsible, and you got to make sure and tell people the truth about, well, you got to give me the information. Yes, I can. I ain't at the Ministry of Health giving out vaccines. You got to tell me. All right? Minnesota, I got vaccinated. I'm fine. So we'll keep watching there. PM, we'll see. Let's see what happens after that second dose. All right. And now Minnesota is more firmly rooted now in the vaccination campaign, right? So Abaco and Bimini is going to start after the Easter holidays. He's now more firmly rooted in the vaccine. He's saying the vaccination is the only way out of it. Yeah, today he said more than 7,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine has been administered on New Providence and Grand Bahama. The highest number of COVID-19 vaccinations administered on a single day total more than 1,000. To date, 63% of those who've received the vaccine are over age of 60. Okay, so 42% are male, 58% are female. So if you could tell me that, then you should be able to tell me the exact number of people who are vaccinated. And that's not a nitpick. I'd want to know. This says, did you see Dr. Minnish shake the Indian lady hand at the airport on receiving the vaccines from India? Isn't that a COVID-19 no-no? Nobody said anything about that incident. Why? You said that, and I went back and I looked. I didn't see him shake anybody's hand. And I don't know that that lady's from India, or she came from India. She may have been a lady, an Indian national who was here. I think the Indian Bahamian Association was there at the airport. That may have been it. But I don't know that she came from it. Well, she wouldn't have come from India with the vaccines. Says Juan, you don't have to travel to the States to get infected by a tourist. No, you don't, and vice versa. They don't have to be. They don't have to travel here to get infected by us. Juan, it's the garbage juice train that has to get paid to make false statements. Yes, it's annoying. Oh, what you mean about the Easter thing? Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't got time to drift in nonsense. I really don't. Juan, these dummies are reading Easter lockdown news from 2020. They know there's a Good Friday and Easter every year, right? Donuts. Oh, is that what it is? They're sending out the lockdown thing from before? I can't listen. I've learned so much about myself and about others over this past year, right? And what I have tolerance for and patience for. I don't have time to buy into your conspiracy. I don't. Give me facts. Give me data. I don't have time to cherry pick information to try and make it fit a particular narrative. I just want the truth. That's it. Can you tell road traffic to get more inspectors so we don't have to sit for 2 hours? I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. This says the Bellaria started taking passengers again February 11th. Well, I think we've, using the Ministry of Health's own data, shut down the Bellaria issue. What are you talking about? If you don't have a woman, find a tranny. Okay. This says, Juan, speaking from Hopetown, Abaco, my take on it is inter-island travel between Freeport and Abaco, coupled with the uptick in the arrival of a remarkable amount of international visitors. Lots of our visitors are arriving vaccinated and tested. Also, one has to wonder how many people we've had positive and traveling with fraudulent COVID tests. Yeah, I got a problem with the fraudulent COVID test thing. No, you can't call the text line. That's not what it's for. You're not special. I'm not going to pick up the phone because you called the text line. It says, hi, Juan, this whole process is about vaccination. Wait, I got it. Come with me, Arlington, on this journey. You ready? Let's go. Put on your conspiracy theory hat. I'm going to blow your mind here. Walk with me carefully. What if they're making up the increase in COVID numbers and hospitalizations because they know people were reluctant to take the vaccine? And this is a scare tactic to make people take the vaccine. Boom. Did I blow your mind just now? I know. I don't think that's what's going on. I don't think that's what's going on. I think people are genuinely getting COVID-19. They are being hospitalized. And we have had 8 more deaths over the course of this month so far. So I don't think that's what's happening. I think that we just have to figure out what is going on with Grand Bahama and Abaco, target it, and ameliorate it, right? That's what we need to do. It says 70% for herd immunity is basically the entire population of New Providence. Well, let's look at it, right? So let's talk. I'm not going to talk the population of New Providence, right? Because that doesn't make sense to me. So let's look at what herd immunity means. So we know that children under 16, by any means, there's no vaccine for them. Israel is giving kids younger than that the Pfizer vaccine, right? But the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and they started giving kids younger than 16 that last, I was reading a report on that the other day. So no, AstraZeneca is not to be given to anyone under the age of 18, period, right? So if we count the population from 0 to 18, that's about, what, 25% of the population, I would say? So immediately you would have to discount 25% of the population of the Bahamas, which would mean around 80,000 people, right? So if we're looking at the 70% to me, if we're using a 400,000 number, we're just doing quick math here. If we're using a 400,000 number and we take out 80,000 people, which would be anyone under 18, that's 320,000 people left, all right? So we need 70% of them. So we're looking at 225,000 people. We know that 9,000 people, of whom just about every one of those is still alive, over 9,000 people, caught COVID-19. So therefore, we're looking at about 215,000 people to get vaccinated. So A, you don't have 400,000 doses of any vaccine to give, unless you get Johnson & Johnson, then you get a single dose. We're not going to reach herd immunity by summer. That's not going to happen. We could reach a reasonable level of more immunity through vaccination by independence, yes. So we could be looking at least 50,000 fully vaccinated people by independence, possibly. That I would buy if all the vaccine comes and it's all administered properly. But 50,000 is not 215,000. This says, Juan, if they're not testing to see if we had COVID, Forbes mean vaccines and not immunity. If they're not testing the entire population, well, what I would suggest would be to test the entire population. And you may find that you have a really solid rate of antigen immunity in the population, right? I don't know, could be high as 20, 30%. But you wouldn't know unless you test the entire population. Who's going to test the entire population? Test the entire population. They did it in Cayman twice over. I know they have fewer people than we do. Test everybody. Make it free. Everybody give a free RT-PCR test. That, to me, isn't that great an investment to know where you are. Good afternoon. Blessings. Great show as usual. Oh, thanks. This says the Indian lady at the vaccine reception is a representative of the Bahamian Indian Association and is a local doctor that works for government. Okay, thanks for clarifying that. Juan, did you just say that you took the vaccine? No, I haven't taken any vaccine. They haven't even offered it to me, so I couldn't take it if I wanted to. I'm trying to wait on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's me, right? I'm relatively young man, I'm healthy, I do have hypertension, that's well under control for me. I exercise, I eat well, I think I'm okay, right? There are people who are old, who have comorbidities, who are in danger, who need to sit and speak with their doctor and see if the vaccine is right for them, all right? And make their own personal health choice. Hello, Juan. Bahamians are returning from the States and intra-island traveling with fake PCR test results and boasting about it. The government employees facilitating this need to be charged before the court. Now, I'm going to need to know how deep that goes, if that's the case. Well, we know some people have been charged, so that's the accusation. All right, I'm going to need to know how deep that would go. This says, Juan, I think medical experts have stated that they are not sure yet if vaccinated people can still transmit the virus. So I hope we aren't just letting visitors enter and move about freely once they prove they have been fully vaccinated. Well, you still need to wear the mask and social distance because there is not conclusive proof that transmissibility is impacted by vaccination. All right? So there's just not. There are studies that have shown that there's some evidence of that. But again, we're looking for conclusive proof. It says, how can everyone be so blind? This is Dr. Seymour. I'm a virologist. I reached out to Michelle Malcolm, and she attempted to speak the truth. Juan, this is not what you think. Please don't encourage my people to take this antigen test and vaccine. Send your email, please. You can send any email you want to me at juan@nasgard, juan@nasgard. I'm willing to listen to any argument, but I'm not going to just accept that what you say is truth. I'm going to vet whatever it is that you say. Hi, Juan. The voting population is over 190,000. If we were testing these people with that free vaccine money, we wouldn't need all of the vaccines. I agree. They should test the entire population. That's the entire population over the age of 18 should be tested for free. Like you said before, Juan, if the vaccine is poison, then most of us are gone. I raise you, though, if you consider the intelligence and caliber of the anti-vaxxers, do you think you'd want to live with and repopulate the world with them? R-O-F-L. Hope some good-looking women are anti-vaxxing. Now, I don't want to just paint everybody with a broad brush. Again, if you're reticent, and this is, and listen, I'm not telling you don't take a vaccine. I'm not telling you to take a vaccine. Do I believe COVID-19 vaccines are effective in reducing your severity of symptoms and death? Yes. All that I've seen points to that. Do I know what all else goes down? No. Right? But I want to be careful not to paint people who are reluctant to take these vaccines, particularly the AstraZeneca vaccine, from all the information we've seen across the world, where countries that do have the luxury of having options of vaccines, where we don't, right, are suspending the use or limiting the use to certain populations based on age, et cetera. I don't want to paint those people as just anti-vaccine. Now, you do have some people who are wilding out there who don't want to vaccinate their children and don't want nobody, you know what I mean? But if you are reticent about taking a vaccine, and I want to be very clear, if you're reticent about taking a vaccine that is still under clinical trial but has been approved for emergency use because it shows efficacy against a disease that has ravaged the world, that is okay. You're not crazy. You're not stupid. You're just being considerate. Speak with your doctor. Speak with health officials. Hell, go speak with the Christian Council and talk to them about it, all right? So I'm not going to shun you, all right, and put you in leper's clothes because you have questions about the vaccine that they're telling you to take. It's okay to question it. That's fine. Now, if you just don't believe vaccines are at all or effective or work or everything, then there's decades of evidence that says that that's not true and you should reconsider what you're reading and looking at. This says, I noticed there's a white line painted all around the roundabout at East-West Highway and East Street. It would be so good if they would paint the same white line around all the roundabouts on the island so that we'll just understand that two vehicles can travel on the roundabout at the same time. You trying to teach Baymans how to drive? Yeah, I'm so sorry. That ship has sailed. All right? While I'm also 99% sure Atlantis and Bahamar would not allow the government to shut down New Providence again. Now, it comes to Grand Bahama and Family Islands. That's another story. Boy, I know about allow. They don't allow. Okay. Before we jump to conclude that the spread is a result of the Bahamian population traveling domestically or internationally, shouldn't we look at the data first? Do we know yet the death statistics for 2020? Mm-hmm. One, it shocks me that people really believe that thinking critically about these vaccines is being an anti-vaxxer. I have noticed when people throw around these American memes, they have given up thinking for themselves. Some people are wild out there and are anti-vaxxers. However, questioning this vaccine that has been developed very rapidly is not crazy. All right? Good day, Juan. People need to cease promotion for a lockdown. Everywhere I travel, citizens seem to be adhering to the safety protocols. Let's try to find means and ways to enhance our standard of living during these trying times. Also, let's see if we can have some country donate some Pfizer and Moderna vaccines also. Well, Diaglo is asking them to, says he was asking the states if they could be next on the list, which is, you know, that's good because a lot of people would take it. My wife's aunt took Moderna. She's doing fine. She was in the high-risk category, so she had access to it. This says, could we stop the nonsense about flat earth anti-vaccines? Only a fool would use an experimental vaccine, and you can't sue the pharmaceutical company. See, now you ain't no better than other people. You say only a fool would use an experimental vaccine? Is Dr. Dwayne Sands a fool? Mario Moxie, he's a fool? Dr. Mercilyn Dow Regis, she's a fool? Right? Don't do that. You don't sound any better than the other people. It'll make you a fool to use it. It's a conscientious choice that you've made. And that's okay. All right? We're not going to get anywhere name-calling over it. It says, I will wait on the Novavax vaccine. Yeah. Yep, the Novavax vaccine. A lot of people are saying that's more traditional. Still don't know why you want the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. These are the same people who gave people cancer from baby powder and kept quiet for years. I mean, okay. If that makes you not trust Johnson & Johnson, then that's fine. I can't blame you for your logic. I have a different set of criteria that I'm looking at. I'm actually looking at how the vaccine was developed and the scientific information from the trials. That's just me. If the baby powder thing is a deal breaker for you, then okay. Good day, you waiting on Johnson & Johnson, but wasn't they just fined over $5 to $9 billion? I mean, yes, but was Johnson & Johnson the only company that's been fined for having a product that impacted people? Was not Procter & Gamble found culpable in many, many lawsuits, yet almost everything you touch and eat is in some way some functionary of their operations? We got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you got to do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good afternoon. Okay, we're talking about what happened on Grand Bahama and what's happening on Grand Bahama and Abaco. We could use Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health, if you're listening, we could use another press conference. Okay, we could use an update with contact tracing to help understand what's happening. Okay, please. We want to use data now. We don't want to just use conjecture and blame each other. We don't want to go back to that space. We were there, all right? We came out of it in January. People wanted to clout chase the prime minister. Fine, give him the clout, whatever. I don't care. As long as we can have some sort of resemblance of normalcy, let's do that. We got schools back open, right? Let's figure out what's going on. Let's target it. Let's go from there. This says, good day, Juan. So you're saying the regular testing phase is 4 to 6 years, so everyone should line up to take something experimental. You know that's not what I said. So you're talking to yourself, because you know that's not what I said. So, yeah. You know that's not what I said. So don't do that. All right. Juan, based on your knowledge, do you feel that Israel is the only country in the world that would not willingly give their citizens a potentially harmful vaccine? So as a result, the exact same vaccines the citizens of Israel receive is the safest vaccine to take? I don't use Israel as any model of vaccination, you know. I use Israel because Israel made a deal with Pfizer to give them all the information that they have as quickly as possible if Pfizer would supply them with the vaccine. Pfizer has done so. Israel has returned its portion of the bargain. And so Israel is the best country that we can see to monitor the results of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on a large population of people. That's all I'm saying about Israel. Please don't try to box me into these definitives. I'm looking at the situation as best I can. I don't can't say if Israel is any model for anything about vaccinating its population. Israel's not clearly the only country that's vaccinating with Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. Juan, how do you know these bigwigs actually took a vaccine? They could be lying, bro. I mean, how do you know? You can say they said or you believe, but not know. Well, you have to think your way through it, man. Like, how do you know that what they're giving you is the vaccine? Right? You're going to have to just make an informed choice. How do you know what they're giving you isn't something that's gonna make you grow horns? You know what I mean? Like, you gotta just make the informed choice and trust health professionals. A lot of this stuff with health professionals is based on trust, because some of this stuff you're not gonna know, right? A doctor tells you he's gonna perform a surgery on you. All you can go on is trust, because you ain't gonna be awake on the operating table to go, no, don't do that. Don't cut that there, doc. They're going to knock you out, and you're going to have to trust that your medical practitioner knows what he is doing and will do what he says, because you don't know. When a doctor gives you the medication, do your research, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to trust that it's going to be efficacious for you and will not be harmful for you. And if it is harmful to you and harming you, then you tell your doctor and you trust that he's going to switch it up and make a better option. All right? I got to trust your knowledge to the point that you say you know what you're doing and that you're going to do what you say. This says, well, if the trial period is 3 years, why take a chance and give it to so many people if vaccines prove deadly? They will kill way more people than COVID. I mean, they haven't proven deadly, so You know, some people have died after taking the vaccine. They're investigating that causality or if there's any causality, and they're going from there. Right? This is a personal choice if you want to take the vaccine. Simple. Simple and plain. You take chemotherapy, that could kill you much quicker than a vaccine. Right? But your doctor says, we want you to take chemotherapy. And you as a patient, as a human being, have the right to say, thank you, but no thank you. I'm not taking any chemotherapy. I appreciate it. I don't want any surgery. I'm going to try another route and see how that works out. And both options are perfectly fine. One may be more advisable than the other, but you are perfectly free to choose. All right? And you don't have to condemn anyone else for making a personal choice about their health. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hey, Juan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. How's it going?
Yes. First thing first, I know I see you running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
If the vaccine was made possible for me to take right now today, to prove to the Bahamian people, I trust the scientists just as much as I trust our educators, okay? Like I trust my doctor. Mm-hmm. We trust our doctor. We cannot be afraid and fearful for everything. We must, you know, do what is right. Now, the government already said, if you don't want to take it, you don't have to. If you want to travel to foreign countries, the foreign countries are going to require, if you're going to do business with foreign countries, Bahamas, they're going to require for you to have these things. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I support the vaccine because some people that I trust, that we have to put, like you just articulated correctly, you go to your doctor for an illness. What you going to tell the doctor? You don't trust him? What you going to him for then?
Correct.
You
so,
feel me?
Come on, let's be
smart. We educated. You see what kind of display this young man is displaying on this radio? I am so proud of you, brother. You could tell me any day, any time, Amos, what you said today is nonsense. That's how much I like how you break it down for the common. You don't talk over our head, man. And I appreciate that.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Thanks.
Good day to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you help. I'm trying to help you just understand what the data is and what the facts are there so you don't have to be wandering around like you don't know. Says, one, I saw a video that the vaccine could turn you into a horse. Okay, sure. Sure thing. That's okay. A lot of those people who... Okay, I'm not going to read that. Is that you'd have to give me some data for that. All right. It says, if you're always advised to get a second opinion when confronted with a medical condition, why can't we question this vaccine? You can. You are fully entitled to question the vaccine. You are fully entitled to look at what health officials are saying and compare it with data around the world. You are entitled to do so. So if you go on the CDC website, they have a list of people who died or got ill after taking the vaccine. Also, chemotherapy is not good for cancer. Doctors know it, and some will tell you so. It kills all cells and not just cancerous ones. All doctors cannot and should not be trusted. Well, I wouldn't trust every single doctor, but there's a level of trust there. Yes, the CDC adverse event reporting system, vaccine adverse event reporting system, will give you that information. It's transparent, right? Also, the... UK Health Ministry's yellow card reporting system would give you that information as well. All right. So look, we know what we know and we don't know what we don't know. I was trying to figure out what's going on with Grand Bahama and Abaco. We still don't know. And we would like the Ministry of Health to help us bring some clarity to that before we just sit here and blame each other all over again and make no progress on where we were from a year ago in terms of our understanding of how we can effectively deal with this disease. All right? That's going to do it for today. We'll be back. God's Prayer Life tomorrow. Again, I won't be here on Thursday. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.